أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِّنْهَا كذلك زين للكافرين ما كانوا يعملون.
He who was dead and whom we raised to life and we set a light for him to walk among people, is he like the one steeped in darkness out of which he does not come out? Thus have their own doings been made to seem fair to the unbelievers. He who was dead and whom we raised to life. Death signifies here the state of ignorance and lack of consciousness, whereas life denotes the state of knowledge and true cognition, the state of awareness of reality. He who cannot distinguish between the right and the wrong does not know the straight way for human life, may be alive on the biological plane, but his essential humanity is not. He may be a living animal, but is certainly not a living human being. A living human being is one who can distinguish right from wrong, good from evil, honesty from dishonesty. Is he like the one steeped in darkness out of which he does not come out? The question is, how can they expect one who has been able to attain genuine consciousness of his true human nature and who, by virtue of his knowledge of the truth, can clearly discern the straight way among the numerous crooked ways to live like those who lack true consciousness and go on stumbling in the darkness of ignorance and folly? Thus have their own doings been made to seem fair to the unbelievers. The law of God, with regard to those to whom light is presented but who willfully refuse to accept it, preferring to follow their crooked paths even after they have been invited to follow the straight way, is that in the course of time such people begin to cherish darkness and to enjoy groping their way in the dark, stumbling and falling as they proceed. They tend to mistake cacti for orchids, thorns for roses. They find pleasure in every act of evil and corruption. They look forward to renewed experiences of corruption, hoping that where they were previously unsuccessful, they will now find success.
وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا فِي كُلِّ قَرْيَةٍ أَكَابِرَ مُجْرِمِيهَا لِيَمْكُرُوا فِيهَا وَمَا يَمْكُرُونَ إِلَّا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ.
Thus we have appointed the leaders of the wicked ones in every land to weave their plots, but in truth they plot only to their own harm without even realizing it.
وَإِذَا جَاءَتْهُمْ آيَةٌ قَالُوا لَن نُؤْمِنَ حَتَّى نُؤْتَى مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ رُسُلُ اللَّهِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ حَيْثُ يَجْعَلُ رِسَالَتَهُ سيصيب الذين أجرموا صغار عند الله وعذاب شديد بما كانوا يمكرون.
Whenever there comes to them a sign from Allah, they say, "We will not believe until we are given what was given to the messengers of Allah." Allah knows best where to place His message. Soon shall these wicked ones meet with humiliation and severe chastisement from Allah for all their evil plotting. We will not believe until we are given what was given to the messengers of Allah.
This shows that they were unwilling to believe in the statement of the prophets, that an angel of God came to each of them and delivered the message of God. They would believe, they said, only if the angel approached them directly and intimated God's message to them.
فَمَن يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَن يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ وَمَن يُرِدْ أَن يُضِلَّهُ يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّقًا حَرَجًا كَأَنَّمَا يَصَّعَّدُ فِي السَّمَاءِ كَذَلِكَ يَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ الرِّجْسَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ.
Thus, it is a fact that whomsoever Allah wills to guide, He opens His breast for Islam. And whomsoever He wills to let go astray, He causes His breast to become straight and constricted, as if He were climbing towards the heaven. Thus Allah lays the abomination of flight from and hatred of Islam on those who do not believe. Thus, it is a fact that whomsoever Allah wills to guide, He opens His breast for Islam. To open someone's breast to Islam means to make him feel fully convinced of the truth of Islam and to remove all his doubts, hesitations, and reluctance.
وَهَذَا صِرَاطُ رَبِّكَ مُسْتَقِيمًا قَدْ فَصَّلْنَا الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَذَّكَّرُونَ
Even though this way is the straight way of your Lord, and we have distinguished its signs to those who heed to the admonition.
لَهُمْ دَارُ السَّلَامِ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَهُوَ وَلِيُّهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ
Theirs shall be an abode of peace with their Lord, their protector, in recompense for all they have done. Theirs shall be an abode of peace with their Lord.
The righteous will enjoy the abode of peace, since there he will be safe from every misfortune and evil.
وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا يَا مَعْشَرَ الْجِنِّ قَدِ اسْتَكْثَرْتُمْ مِنَ الْإِنسِ وَقَالَ أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمْ مِنَ الْإِنسِ رَبَّنَا اسْتَمْتَعَ بَعْضُنَا بِبَعْضٍ وَبَلَغْنَا أَجَلَنَا الَّذِي أَجَّلْتَ لَنَا قال النار مثواكم خالدين فيها إلا ما شاء الله إن ربك حكيم عليم
And on the day when he shall muster them all together, he will say to the jinn, O assembly of jinn, you have seduced a good many of mankind. And their companions from among the humans will say, Our Lord, we did indeed benefit from one another, and now have reached the term for which you had set for us. Thereupon, Allah will say, The fire is now your abode, and therein you shall abide. Only those whom Allah wills shall escape the fire. Surely, your Lord is all-wise, all-knowing. And on the day when He shall muster them all together, He will say to the jinn,
The term jinn here refers to the evil ones among the jinn.
Our Lord, we did indeed benefit from one another, and now have reached the term for which you had set for us.
This means that they had derived unfair benefit from one another and had served their selfish ends by mutual deception.
Surely, your Lord is all-wise, all-knowing.
Even though God has the right to punish whoever He wishes and to forgive whoever He wishes, His punishing and forgiving will be neither arbitrary nor whimsical. It will rather be founded on absolute knowledge and wisdom. God will forgive those whom He knows not to be responsible for their guilt and thus not liable to punishment according to His wisdom and justice.
وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ
In this manner, we shall make the wrongdoers friends of each other in the hereafter, because they earned evil together in the world. Just as the wrongdoers had been accomplices in sin and evil during their earthly life, they would remain companions in the afterlife as well and share its punishment.